Hey guys, I appreciate you tuning in for this episode of the Be Probiotic podcast, where being probiotic means that you're being alive, that you're being this amazing living human being that can change the world simply by listening to your gut instincts about living a healthy and fruitful life, then using that God-given brain of yours to actually make it happen. My name is Jared Toy, owner, founder of jaredspropops.com, jaredsprobiotics.com, and if something I say over the course of this podcast strikes a chord with you, some of the words, comments, negatively, positively, do us both a huge favor and comment and let me know your thoughts so that we can get those brain neurons going to actually solve problems instead of being really passive and letting things and life pass us by. So take your current mental outlook. Let's download some new thoughts, some new ideas, some new perspectives, and let's upgrade our living human potential. I'll see you on the other side, guys. Hey guys, I appreciate you tuning in for this episode of the Be Probiotic podcast, where we want to take our current mental outlook, download some new thoughts, and then upgrade our human potential. Today's episode is why I believe we should look at healing our body, mind, and soul, and then curing our body of a disease is really two separate paths to wellness, and why it's important for us to understand those differences to actually become a better human. Now, I'm going to be speaking from experience on this because I've been dealing with some heartache recently, but it's been during this time that I noticed something. When we are feeling hurt or pain in whatever capacity, have you ever noticed that moment when no longer you feel that pain, that's what I'll call curing, and the process that it takes you to get there, which is what I'll call healing, that's unique to each person in each situation. Now, what do I mean by that? Every process, every hurt, every heartache has its own set of feelings, intuitive thoughts, and those roller coaster ride of emotions to go along with it. So why is it when we are attempting to overcome an obstacle or a human pain that people tend to lump curing and healing together, thinking that one actually means the other? Now, it's important to note that they're different, and knowing those differences can significantly impact how it inevitably ends and whether we learned or grew from the experience. Now, if I was to say the words healing or curing, I bet most of you would probably think of some sort of physical ailment, but in this podcast, I want to look at emotional and mental healing. So what is healing? Healing is when something is wrong in your life or you feel that you've been wronged and you're making an active attempt to make things right. And healing is about opening up your heart and releasing the anger or resentment that has built up. It's about forgiving someone and trusting the process that your higher power has bestowed upon you to actually deal with it. Now, for me, it's been about allowing the Holy Spirit to actually guide me through my emotions and helping me understand that it will not fail me if I simply learn to trust in the process. So what is curing? Curing is very simply the removal of a disease part and the inevitable absence of that disease. Curing normally conjures up ideas of taking pills, prescriptions, drugs, or going under the scalpel to eliminate that disease. So how is that actually different from healing? Healing leads to curing. And whereas curing generally relies on something external like pills or surgery, healing doesn't need any of that. It actually comes from within. And it's within ourselves that, you know, that guiding light or energy or the Holy Spirit that will actually lead to where your healing is waiting for you. And when you learn to trust that path and that process of healing, more often than not, your cure is then waiting for you doing whatever it is it's meant to do, which is performing its own brand of personal miracles, of course. Thanks for watching, guys. Wherever you're watching this or listening to this, click the like button, tap the subscribe button, turn on post notifications. It would mean the world. And that's the end of the show, folks. I appreciate you making it all the way to the end. If you got some good knowledge nuggets out of it, if you were able to change your perspective just a little bit, do me a huge favor. There's a button there. I know you see it. It says share on it. And click that button, share it on your social media channels. Send it via text to somebody that you think that might need to upgrade their living human potential. It would mean the world. I try to put this out every day, or at least something every day that's going to add some value to your day and help you realize how important and amazing that you are, that we could both change the world. So come back often and enjoy the day. See you later, folks.